You may have heard how Facebook ads specifically targeted Michigan voters during the presidential election last year, in which Republican Donald Trump defeated Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton by 10,000 votes. Last week, several media outlets reported a number of Russian-linked Facebook ads specifically targeted at our state's voters. Joining us now to talk about this is Shannon McGregor, assistant professor in the Department of Communication at the University of Utah. She recently wrote an article for BuzzFeed on this topic, and she has a Michigan tie. She was born in Detroit. She joins us now from Utah via Skype. Hello, Shannon.
Hello.
So how were Michigan voters targeted?
So Michigan voters were targeted via different social media accounts, and specifically through the Facebook ads that you've mentioned have been revealed in through these different investigations that the government is conducting. And the way that advertisers can use Facebook to target people in particular geographic locations or that have particular interest is through Facebook's ad platform. They're able to target people based on where they live, and they're also able to target them based on what some of their interests are. This is a common use of Facebook advertising platform that these Russian-linked Facebook ads made use of as well.
What did the messages say?
The messages seemed, at least according to the sources that have been reported on about seeing them, were pretty divisive. They were including promoting things like anti-Muslim messages, tying Hillary Clinton in particular to having Muslim support.
When we think of campaign ads, we think of television, but how influential are Google, Facebook, and Twitter?
Increasingly, campaigns are making use of digital advertising. Companies like Facebook, Twitter, and Google were part of the $1.1 billion of paid digital advertising in the 2016 presidential campaign. And these are likely to have, in some cases, a far greater reach than television ads because they target you where you are, you know, on your phone, on your social media sites that you visit daily.
In your article, you say the staffs helped. In fact, that was kind of the headline, like, forget about the Russian bots, but some of the staffs actually of Facebook helped in this case.
Right, exactly. And so this is why my co-author and I, Daniel Kreese, wanted to write this piece, because while, of course, the interference or potential interference of these Russian ads in the election is, of course, very concerning, but any potential effects of those ads are likely dwarfed by the huge digital effort that the campaigns rolled out. In addition to just the general paid advertising that campaigns put on sites like Facebook and Google and Twitter, those companies also have partisan teams that work directly with the campaigns. And particularly during the general election, the two different campaigns, Hillary Clinton's campaign and Donald Trump's campaign, made different use of these staff that were offered basically from these tech companies. Hillary Clinton's campaign had a large and well-built-out digital effort and didn't make as much use of these digital staffers as did the much smaller Trump campaign. Gary Kobe, who is the director of advertising at the RNC and worked on the Trump campaign as the director of digital advertising and fundraising, had these people from Google, from Twitter, from Facebook occupying their San Antonio digital office during the general election campaign. And we find that these companies offer a lot more consulting and subsidies to these campaigns, advising them not only on the content of ads, but how they might best target voters, how those voters might be persuadable, and what types of information might work best to do that.
What's being done to change this for upcoming elections in 2018 and 2020?
One of the silver linings of the revealing of these Russian-linked ads on Facebook is now that there's increased attention to the transparency or lack thereof in the current state, transparency around digital advertising. TV advertising in terms of campaigns has been regulated by the FEC. Ads have to disclose who has paid for them. Those ads are made public so that journalists, researchers, the public at large can see those ads and who paid for them. Such regulation does not currently exist for digital advertising. There's some new legislation that's being introduced that would work towards making this advertising that appears on our social media feeds transparent, revealing who paid for the ad, importantly for social media, who was targeted, because it's not like when it's airing on TV and we're all seeing the same ad if we're living in the same market. You and I might see different versions of a same campaign ad. The Trump campaign mentioned using upwards of 40 to 50,000 different iterations of an ad based on who they were trying to target.
Well, we've been talking with Shannon McGregor, assistant professor in the Department of Communication at the University of Utah, talking about the influence of political ads on sites like Facebook and Twitter. And she joined us from Utah via Skype. Thank you, Shannon. It's been really enlightening what you shared.
Thank you so much for having me.